This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Restaurants and Romance.
Presented through the generosity of Dr. Wendy Roberts, WendyRobertsMD.com. She's the rock star dermatologist. Free consultations by calling 346-4262. Her office, Joey Pals, is at 35280 Bob Hope Drive in Rancho Mirage, and she's also on television. You know, that's a good thing. You can see how pretty she is. So she stands a chance of making you pretty because she's pretty. She knows what she's doing.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Dr. Roberts. You know, healthy skin is beautiful skin. So let me take years off of your face and make you look as young as you feel.
Okay, in the treasure chest, a gift certificate from 849 and Lounge, Restaurant and Lounge. The name is 849. The website is 849.com. And the phone number is 325-8490. I got so busy with the 849, sometimes I forget the zero. Wonderful food, Willie Ryan. Lulu California Bistro, you've got a gift certificate. 200 South Palm Canyon. Wonderful food from Jerry Keller's folks. LuluPalmSprings.com. 327-LULU. Peaks, listen to this food, my goodness. Peaks, you've got a $50 gift certificate. The top of the tram. Now remember, they're going to close down pretty soon for their regular yearly maintenance. So just check pstramway.com when you're scheduling your trip up there. 325-4537. And more from Wildest Restaurant and Bar. Are they really wild? Well, go see. WildestRestaurant.com, 72990 El Paseo in Palm Desert. They have lots of wonderful food and drink, vegetarian dishes. Phone number 636-0441. And let me think. I'm the only person with children, so we'll make my three work again. Be the third caller, Joey Pals, at 323-JOEY. 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go! And if you're caller number three, I'll mail all those things out to you. And you know you'll be eligible for our wheel spin. Next month is October, I can say that now, when we have our Halloween costume contest. And thank you for making this show what you have. I'm in my 26th year, and you've been there all along. I have something to tell you, Mr. Community.
Uh-oh.
So Dan Gore talked all about Lu Chow's.
Yes, the new Chinese restaurant that
yes.
he opened.
Yes, so we need to go.
Well, can we go together? Is he comping you?
Yes.
He is? Gosh. So, you know, Joey, what my motto is?
What?
It's me. What's free?
Oh, it's me. What's free? Let me write that down. It's me.
What's free?
Well, it's not free. I earn it.
Oh, you earn it.
But it's trade.
Dying to try Lu Chow's. I've been watching their videos from the kitchen and seeing their chef cook on those big open flames, all that delicious food and
noodles. They open at 5:30 Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And they open at 4:00 Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. So you know.
Is that sit down? Did he say that's when they're opening for sit down?
Yeah, because they've been open for takeout
for a couple weeks. Okay.
Yeah, and the question I always like to ask a new restaurant is, what's the one thing I'm going to find here that I can't find anywhere else?
Oh.
I want to know, what's your signature dish?
And you know what's fun? He's got a chef that's a Chinese chef, and he's got a chef that's more of an American Chinese cuisine, like chop suey. Chop suey, chop suey. See, chop suey is a San Francisco dish. It's not Chinese.
It was invented in
America.
I think most of the dishes that we think of are probably,
so we
put our spin on it. Like Tex-Mex is our own spin on everything.
Okay, so we're going to get, you know my
cook. But who cares? I just love spices. I love the flavors.
Oh, you must love Thai food.
I love Thai food. I love the sugar and the spice combined.
I can't eat the hot Thai food.
Oh, I love it. I want to sweat. I want to see my face just
turn
dripping
red.
In sweat. I don't want to cough, though.
Let me get my arms around that picture, yeah, Joey Pals.
Oh, it's so good. You'd have fun with me.
Okay, so we're going to take John, my co-star from all those plays, gorgeous John, uh-huh. and you,
yes.
and we'll go Thursday night.
Okay. I would love that.
Okay.
I would love that.
So Chef Jackie is the chef who's going to make me chop suey. And
what is chop suey exactly?
Chop suey.
What is it?
Living here is very much like chop suey. Uh-huh. Da 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 from Flower Drum Song.
Yes, okay. Well, you didn't answer my question.
Though. I know. It's noodles.
And what?
In a broth with, you can have lots of things in it. Bok choy and shrimp.
So it's like a stir fry.
No, it's a liquid. It's like a soup.
Oh, it's like a
more
soup.
More of a wetter dish.
Oh,
than,
sure. Okay. Okay. Spicy and or not?
No.
No, you don't like spice.
Now, mm-hmm. you're going to like Chef David Sue because he will make the supreme Chinese things.
I don't know. My mother told me never to trust a man with two first names.
David Sue. Funny. But won't okay. that be fun? We'll do
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
this
writing
town,
that down in my
this town has needed a good Chinese restaurant for a long,
it's
long
exactly
time.
Exactly what John said.
For a long, long time.
Yes. And you know Dan Gore.
Yeah, he does everything
he
well.
He does everything well. Won't
I still love P.F. Chang, though. And I still love
Too far to go.
Panda
too
Express.
Noisy.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler likes Panda Express.
I'm not above Panda Express. They're really nice. They say hello when you come in. They're super kind. And their food's good.
Okay, I'm writing.
And guess
it
what?
Down.
It doesn't cost $100.
Next Thursday.
Is Lu Chow's expensive?
I don't know. We don't know anything yet.
Okay, I hope not.
I don't know what I'm doing. Okay,
well,
tell me why you're here.
I'm here just to chat with you.
Okay.
About Lu Chow's and the delicious Chinese food that we're going to enjoy together. Basically.
So food is always very, very important.
Do you just
want to
talk about food?
Okay, what else do you know?
Well, I mean, I know a lot of things. I know that this town is wonderful in the summer because you can actually get into the restaurants.
Thank you.
It needs locals to support the restaurants in the down season.
Yes.
And so it's never a better time to eat out at a locally owned establishment than now.
But
so I've been trying to go out as much as possible. I have, you know, I never like to say what my favorites are because I don't want anyone else to have their feelings hurt.
Oh.
But we all have our favorites, right? And
you know what my favorite restaurant
sure.
is? The next one.
The next one?
I'm a foodie.
Oh, the next one. Oh,
next
I see.
Next one I go to.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, I'm from the Midwest. I'm a simple folk, Joey.
What you know, do the simple folk
yeah.
do?
Yep.
Camelot.
I'm simple folk. I like an early dinner.
Me too.
I like my dinner to be moderately priced. Moderately priced.
Value.
Well, no, I want moderately priced.
Oh, okay.
Because when I grew up, you know, the prices at a lot of Palm Springs restaurants, we would have called those special occasion restaurants. You
oh,
know, you'd go
yes.
for a birthday or an anniversary, maybe once, maybe twice a year, but not every week. So I'm like, maybe, am I cheap? No, I'm not cheap.
No,
I don't mind. I don't mind spending. I just really do enjoy a nice moderately priced meal, and I think you should be able to cook a meal for a moderate price.
That's why you and I, and I've also taken Rick there. We like Elmer's so much.
Love Elmer's. Love Elmer's. I love. What's the one up north that everybody loves and it's been there forever?
North Palm Springs, you mean?
Yeah, and they have the Rick's? Great pies. Nope, further north.
You'll think of it.
I'll think of it somewhere. But I love all those places. And yeah, so I've been going out to a lot of different local places.
I have
Liz
to tell
Astoria
you something,
has a couple
though.
Places that I love, Farm and Tequila.
When you talk about you can get into a restaurant now.
Yeah, it's nice.
Daniel Meyer was on the show this week, and we have broken all records at Palm Springs International Airport.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming in here.
It's been busy. It's been,
yes.
you know.
And a lot of people from Europe.
Of course. They always come in the summer.
Yes, they like
Germans
the heat.
Love a good
yes.
hot poolside whatever.
They're sitting at Lulu's and
Schwitzing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With their children in Maracas, 115, 118.
Yeah.
They're out there.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. No. Once the sun goes down, I don't mind eating outdoors, but I can't
Agreed.
During the day.
Agreed.
I can't during the day. I think I've become one of those desert people that loves a nice, cool room, you know? And it's funny because where I, you know, when I grew up in the Midwest, I mean, I think we would keep our temperatures at like 68 degrees or some such thing.
And oh, my.
Now that we live in the desert, 80 is fine.
82 at my house. Right? I'm comfortable.
Sure. So we
And I turn my fans on, the Casablanca fans.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Okay, have you seen any new businesses? What's new with your... We've done a lot of publicity about all that DAP Health is doing about monkeypox.
Yeah, so in terms of new businesses, no, I haven't seen a lot of new businesses. I saw the new one down below the Joey English show, the Hustler Hollywood show.
Oh,
shop. That was yes. interesting.
What is that?
Well, it's an adult the theme. Hustler. It's an adult themed store, Joey. I think okay. I think your gentle listeners would call it an adult themed store that couples might be able to come to buy
sex toys.
I can't we say adult themed?
Okay.
All right.
It's called the Hustler.
It's called Hustler Hollywood.
Hollywood.
And you might find lingerie, and you might find edible undies.
Can I get eyelashes?
I bet you could.
I bet you could.
Those sorts of things, you know, fur-lined handcuffs and, you know, things for bachelorette parties and yes. all that kind of jazz. And, you know.
At Oscars.
For sure. When you're going to Oscars, you for go to Hustler Hollywood and dress up.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not? You know, I just think. I haven't seen a lot of new ones. Of course, summertime's not the time that a lot of them open, right? Because they want to wait until the hustle and the bustle of season. But what I have seen is a lot of our long-term businesses get really creative during the summer to keep people coming in. Places like Peepaw's that has a DJ that comes in and gets people going. And you know,
where's that?
So that's right down across from Starbucks.
What are you saying?
Peepaw's.
How do you spell it?
P-E-E-P-A-S. And Jeff Witham, who's from Wisconsin originally, owns it, and he designs his own T-shirts. And it's got tons and tons of gifts and wonderful cards and fashion and caftans and all kinds of fun stuff that's so specific to Palm Springs.
That's why he's Mr. Community.
Yeah. But a lot of the gift shops, you know, the home decor stores, I'll tell you the truth. The thing that I love to do in the summer because the tourists aren't here as much is go to all the vintage stores because it's not as competitive. And, you know, right down on Sunny Dunes has that wonderful vintage, all those vintage markets. There might be four or five of them there. And they're constantly getting new things all year long, probably because they're shopping at Revivals and then bringing them in. But I think summer's a great time to shop for vintage.
And summer's a great time to go over to Revivals.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You must come into Revivals because, again, Revivals is the same. We get donations all year long. And it's much less yes. competitive during the summer months. So don't stop shopping.
And you have
for
sales thrift. Going on all
Every
the
weekend
time.
We've got a new sale. And if you sign up for the Rev Club at revivalsstores.com, you'll get all the first peeks at the sales and the discounts and the deals.
See, this is the first Friday in the month of August. I have trouble saying that.
Right.
So Friday is men or women, I think.
Yes.
The sale on everything.
Yeah, women's clothing, men's clothing, 50% off the first Thursday and Friday of every month.
At all four Revivals.
At all four Revivals.
Okay, well, we've got our dinner plans made. We're going to support Dan Gore's chain.
Is it Lu Chao or Lu Shao?
Lu Chao.
Lu Chao.
Is how he like, said it
like,
today.
Like Chao Chao. Like let's chow
On
down.
On Monday he said
Love
Lu
it.
Chao.
Who cares? It's L-U-C-H-O-W.
In the
Look
Rim Rock.
However you pronounce
Rim
it,
rock
it sounds like
center.
Yum.
He told us it used to be Supreme Dragon.
It was, and I didn't love it because it had that big fish tank in the front.
Thank you for coming by.
Yeah,
I adore you, Mr. Community. You bring us lots of food for, get it? Food
for thought.
For thought. He's going to eat some chocolate, Joey Pals.
Well, that's why I come.
Bless your heart.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals. The Joey English Desert Datebook, ACT Tours, wants you to know there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership just for us. The website is astrologyworldnews.com. We are under the Virgo sign as of August 24th until September 23rd. Virgo people normally handle daily issues, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge to their thinking when it comes to relationships, finances, and health. Well, what else is there? Quick, impulsive decisions this month may cause more concerns, Virgos. Be careful. The Mercury retrograde is from September 10th to October 1st. Make sure you check facts before signing paperwork, especially if agreements are long-term. Dana Haynes, AstrologyWorldNews.com. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, has approved new water restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Just Fabulous, the great website, the letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids, pets, huge orders of books, gifts, candles, and more, and retro pool floats. What fun. Lalo Visions, Lalo, L-A-L-O, visions.com. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what life holds in store for you. This is a great gift idea, Joey Pals. You'll thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway wants you to know the last day to visit the tram before their annual maintenance shutdown is Sunday, September 11th. Tentative reopening day is Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn, trust me, wants you to pick from some of these things. Come up for live music in the VIP lounge. No cover, 2-drink minimum. Pick Soulful Sunday with Keisha D. Pick Mon Petit Salon. Pick Wednesday's Life is a Cabaret. Pick Jazz on the Second Floor. Pick Cocktails and Classics. Or all of those, right? PSCulturalCenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals. Our first full week of September. Rick and I will be right here on Monday waiting for you. Until then, you be well and all the best.